just passing through. Tell me, honey, what you gonna play? Can you play that thing? Can you do it till you bring me back to another day, to the heat of another day?
Devil in mind,
devil in mind, everybody got a little devil in mind. Devil in mind, steal a new mind, everybody got a little devil in mind. Trouble when the sun goes down. So come on, come on, whisper in my ear. Give me one more sip of that Baltimore lady. Let's get on out of here. Let's get on out of here.
Devil in mind,
devil in mind. Everybody got a little devil in mind.
Devil in mind.
I don't wanna sitting at church, and then your ship starts to sail from that shore. I don't wanna play house anymore. No, I don't wanna play house anymore. Great to be here on Valentine's Day. I have been looking forward to this gig. It's truly one of my favorite places to play in the country. So great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. So this is Luke Jacobs on the guitar and vocals. So I'm remembering, I think the last time I was here was with my friends Mary Gaucher, Tanya Elizabeth, and Aaron McKillen, all incredible musicians and songwriters. So I think I'll play a tune I wrote with Mary. This is a, well, Mary writes those kind of dark, sad, dreary tunes that you just sort of listen and you wallow in it, but it makes you feel better in the end. It's like the blues. She's so good. Anyway, this tune we wrote on a dreary day up in New York City. This is called Absence.
Thank you. heart is true.
Well, with this one, that was perfect timing. Well, Luke and I have been out on the road a couple weeks so far. We've got another month to go. We're out presenting a new record. I've got a new record just a couple weeks old called "Give Me All You Got." Be playing a bunch of those new tunes. Thank you. So we both live in Austin, Texas. That's my hometown. But it's a good place to live. I'm very grateful. Luke, though, comes from northern Minnesota, Eveleth, Minnesota. That's the Iron Range of Minnesota. This is the North Pole, essentially. And what else can we tell them? It's a very famous town because they have the world's largest hockey stick and puck.
That's true, folks. Make your reservations now for the Holiday Inn up there on Highway 53. It's the only exit. You won't miss it. Giant stick and puck.
Good vacation spot. What else can you... Well, you know, ice fishing. That's a big deal up there. I'm fascinated by the Minnesotans, though. I'm fascinated that they would go sit outside when it's 10 below on a frozen lake all day long and go fishing through a little hole in the ice. I know they're drinking beer, but it still sounds insane. But I've grown rather fond of these Minnesotans. I have a lot of friends from up there, and we like Luke. So I've got a song on the new record. It's my ode to the Minnesota man. This is called Lake Harriet. All right, well, this next one is this is a good Valentine's Day song for those couples who have stuck it out for a lot of years. I have a lot of respect for y'all. This is called Get Back in Love.
Thank you.
I'm going to play y'all the title track to my first record, Seven Angels on a Bicycle. I don't think I've... Thank you. I don't think I've ever done a concert without playing this song. One of the first things I wrote with Chip Taylor. And it's a tribute to my... Yeah, he deserves a hand. But it's a tribute to my my best friend I grew up with in Austin, Texas. And his name was Andy Morgan. He had curly red hair. We ran around together starting at age 2 and shared a birthday a few days apart. So had a lot of birthday parties together and just grew up together. Ended up moving up to New York City in our early 20s. We were roommates up there. And Andy was so fearless. He'd just go off on these crazy trips. Rode his bicycle once from Seattle, Washington, all the way down to Austin. He went backpacking on his own in Nepal, Patagonia, Chile. And he was a really talented young man. He was a great photographer and a chef and a jazz guitarist. And he passed away right in the thick of it. He was just 25. Riding to work one day on his bicycle in Manhattan and was killed. But he still lives on for me, and that's why I keep playing this tune for him.
I am with you. Go get what you want, my love.
Luke on that lap steel. All right, we're going to sing you an old country song. I'm a big Merle Haggard fan. I adore Merle, and he's just the best. And I got to make a covers record a couple years ago and put this tune on there. We'll sing it for you as a duet. It's called Today I Started Loving You Again. And today I started loving you.
Should have known the worst was yet to come. In the crying time for me had just begun. And today
That was mighty fine. You deserve a whiskey. Last night it was a beer. Tonight it's a whiskey. I'm gonna let you get that whiskey, and I'll play him another tune, and we'll take a quick break. Before I play this little fiddle tune, I should say we have lots of loot that we would love to sell to you tonight. We are dragging it all the way from Austin, Texas, so anything that makes the van lighter is good. We have CDs, they're all up front where you came in. CDs, t-shirts that my mother designed. My mom is a fantastic painter. I mean, I grew up with these crazy, enormous oil paintings all over the house. A lot of turpentine fumes, too, for better or for worse. But no, she's the real deal. So for the first time, she drew an image that we put on t-shirts and some posters, tour posters. Luke can tell you about those later on. Anyway, I'll play y'all a little fiddle tune, and thank you so much for sharing Valentine's Day with us here at Knuckleheads. What a beautiful night. Thank you.
Thank you. 15 minutes. Thank you. Is called Big Love. Temper those, you know, not so Valentine-y songs with the sweet ones.
Trying to mix it up. Hope it's working. I write these songs that can sound a little angry, but it just really makes me a sweeter person because I get it all out, you know. But you understand, don't you? So I grew up in Austin, Texas. I ended up living in New York City for almost a decade, which just, it's incredible to me now. And I've since left New York, moved back to my hometown. We were just on tour up there in the Northeast and in New York. I've completely lost my New York driving skills. I forgot how to cut people off and yell and honk. But I could do that at one point in my life. And it was, you know, living in New York is an amazing experience. I met people from all over the world, and it was crazy and wonderful and pretty exhausting. And I missed my family, so I'm glad to be back in Texas. And a lot of the songs on this new record are written from that slightly more relaxed vantage point. Relaxed, as my family would say. This next one, Luke helped me to write. This is called Brooklyn. Sometimes I gotta get a little bit bored to try to get at the core of what's going on in my heart. Brooklyn's always gonna be there. Nothing wrong with a little clean air and a brand new start.
Sure look pretty tonight.
Thank you.
Don't you guys think? Don't feel bad. A couple gigs ago, I forgot my pants.
This is true.
It's a true story.
Absolutely true.
What do you think is worse, lyrics or pants? That was a different show. Good thing this guitar is where it is. It's good that we're all laughing. We're gonna just kind of knock this down with a song about a flood.
That's right.
Hate to say it.
We're gonna bring you right down. This is a tune about devastation, destruction, losing your home. Seriously. It's called Waterbound.
Thank you. might lead you to think you're too clever.
From the destruction and the cheating. This next one is really a love song, actually. This is called Got Your Name On It.
I'm so misunderstood. this body of mine, this body of mine ain't got your name on. Got your name.
Y'all are so sweet. I really, truly have been looking forward to this night for a very long time. Knuckleheads is just so damn cool. We love playing here. I'd like to play another song from this new record. This is another one I wrote with Chip. And I should say, for those of y'all who don't know about Chip Taylor, this man is truly a legend in his own time. He wrote the song Wild Thing. He wrote it. That's amazing, right? That a human being wrote that song, because it's just part of our air that we breathe. And but he wrote beautiful love songs, Angel of the Morning, country songs, and folk songs. And I was so lucky when I first got out of school, and you know, at the time I was just a fiddler looking for a gig, and Chip hired me to play in his band. I had never sung a note before I met Chip. I had no designs to be a songwriter, and he changed all that, and I'm so grateful. He's a really beautiful man. So he helped me on this new record a bit, and this next song we wrote together sometime last year. We're catching up on life, and I told Chip about this experience Luke and I had seeing Ray LaMontagne in Austin. He's so good. Oh, that man can sing. And So we're at the show. We're watching it from the wings of the stage, just on the side here. And right before Ray started, we saw this beautiful young woman pushing a wheelchair, and the guy in the wheelchair was extremely sick, like not long for this world at all, sick. And she was pushing him to the other side of the stage to watch the show on the other wing. And I later found out they were a married couple. And through the Make-A-Wish Foundation, they were there to see Ray, and he was a huge fan. He had terminal cancer and was, didn't have long left. And he got to meet Ray and spend some time with him. Anyway, so I'm watching this couple, and Ray starts singing, and I just couldn't take my eyes off of them over there. And as soon as Ray started singing, the man in the wheelchair just lit up, and he lifted his arms up, and he received that music in such a deep and powerful way. It really moved me. It was, strangely, it was a joyful moment, although very sad at the same time. And so we're talking about this stuff, and we decided that's kind of an emotion that we don't have a word for yet, that sad joy feeling, but everyone gets that once in a while. So this song is called Sad Joy.
Don't let go.
don't let go.
Thank you.
As soon as he got that harmonica out, here's the train. Trains like harmonicas, you know. Like. I love y'all too, especially tonight on Valentine's Day. And I love our sound engineer, Pete. He's so good. Y'all have a hand for Pete. Thank you. The best. So, got a few tunes left. I guess I haven't... I told him about the CDs, Luke, and I told him about my mom's t-shirts, but I didn't tell him about the posters because I wasn't really involved in the creation of the tour poster. I don't know if you want to explain that or would just let that be.
Well, sure. We have a tour poster, compliments of my bartender in Hyde Park, Austin, Texas. And it came about late one night that not only was he a bartender, but he was a printmaker. And we decided then and there that a gigantic tiger jumping out of Carrie's silhouette was a completely awesome idea. This resulted in the creation of a lot of posters, which I paid for, and I'm still paying for. And, well, they're there for sale if you want to help somebody out. You can consider taking a tiger home for yourself as a memento of tonight.
That's right, souvenir.
Souvenir.
Valentine's souvenir.
That's all I got. We're going to sing another song. We did this one on the radio today. It was real fun. It's called I Cry for Love.
There you go. I bend, I don't break. If I walk, I just take. If I cut, I bleed. If I bleed, I don't cry. Don't cry. Don't cry. I cry for love. I cry for love. If I fall, I get up. If I won't, I just say, if I cut,
and for Luke Jacobs on the guitars, vocals, harmonica, suspenders, hat, and record player. He brings a lot to the table, you know what I'm saying? He does. All right, I'm going to sing y'all a really, really painful love song. This one is, this one was originally recorded by my great aunt over 50 years ago. She was a fantastic singer from San Antonio, Texas, named Eva Garza, and man, she was good. She sang the old Mexican songs, the rancheras, the ballads, mariachi music. She was the real deal, really talented, and had some gold records. You know, I never got to meet her because she passed away very young, and she was quite a bit older than my grandmother. But I recorded this as a tribute to her on my last covers record. It's called La Puñalada Trapera. That means the treacherous backstab.
Traicionera.
Gracias, amigos. Thank you so much. Y'all are beautiful. Thank you, Frank, for having us. You're the best. I've got one more tune for you. Thanks. Y'all are so kind. What a lovely night. Thank you. Well, I did plan this so that we could end on a positive note for Valentine's Day. So we're going to send you out with this sweet little love song. Luke and I wrote this together. It's a nice, dreamy nighttime love song. This is called I Don't Mind Waiting, which is probably appropriate, as I see that he's tuning again. But it'll be worth it. Promise. Oh, that was quick.
Put your writing on my wall. I've only been waiting, since time began. But I don't mind waiting, none at all. When I wait the day of the day, well, how my heart aches if the sun is its way. So come and find me in your dream.
In your dream tonight,
we'll let this out.
Thank you. Thanks, y'all. Big hand for Luke Jacobs. Hope to see you again. Thanks. I'll be out there by the lute. Love to meet y'all. Sign whatever. Thank you again for coming.
Save your voice, save your dumb for the fiddle, 'cause you're never gonna-